The history of enslaved people isn't limited to the South. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Graham Hodges, professor of history at Colgate University, looks at two alternative points of view on Black history in New Jersey.
The history of slavery in America is often framed in the context of what happened in the South. But my work in exploring its legacy in New Jersey paints an often overlooked picture of oppression in the North. Slavery existed in New Jersey from the origins of the colony in 1664 through gradual emancipation starting in 1804 and was not extinguished in the state until national passage of the 13th Amendment in 1865. Small work and town slavery characterized human bondage in New Jersey. Black men did farm work. Black women toiled as domestics. During the American Revolution after, hundreds of Black Jerseyans fled to the British lines or to port cities seeking freedom. Their actions, more than the Gradual Emancipation Act, curtailed slavery in the state. During gradual emancipation, New Jersey slave masters were notorious for illegal sales of free Black people to the slave South. In Bergen County, masters held tight to enslaved people for decades. After the Civil War, Jim Crow segregation curtailed Black freedoms into the 1960s. The alternative history of Black New Jersey resides in the courage and resilience of its people. During the American Revolution, Colonel Tighe of Monmouth County commanded bands of Blacks and whites against patriots. Sylvia Dubois, Hunterdon County tavern keeper, was famous for dancing an early form of the Charleston, crossing her legs 100 times a minute. Try that sometime. Marion Thompson Wright of Newark became, in 1940, the first Black woman to earn a doctorate in the field of history. Cory Booker, now New Jersey's U.S. Senator, may run for president in 2020. Theirs are but a few of the great human accounts in Black New Jersey.
That was Graham Hodges of Colgate University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.